I'm Will Davis, and this is Tennessee Valley StoryCorps. Conversations from people who went to the StoryCorps recording booth when it came to Chattanooga's Miller Park in the spring of last year. Today, Beverly Scott talks to her father, Thomas.
Growing up, I heard lots of stories.
This is quite amazing and surprising to me that you thought I had a story worth of telling.
You were born in 1926.
Yes.
In a rural area.
Yeah.
Remind me of the story when you were picking cotton and you needed someone to weigh it.
Well, the proceeds from a farm gathering crops and fruits and vegetables and so forth was the way that most folk made a living. Going to school was not something that they cherished very much. They wanted you to do the work, plow, and get those farms cultivated.
Okay.
Education would cause you to get in trouble, and you wouldn't be much help on the farm either. That I had learned how to read, write, and did a little math and read the scales and everything. But the thing of my story was that this particular time, our cotton, as we had picked it, was being weighed, and we were paid on the basis of the amount of cotton we had picked. And I think it must have been about 50 or 40 cents a pound or something like that. So the person who hired us, he had some, what you call, lead into the scales or kind of do something to make the scales be weighted in the favor of the person doing the weighing. Other words, you'd be cheated out of the amount of cotton that you pick. And therefore, your pay would be less. And then I saw that because, you know, if you pick your 100 pounds of cotton or 200 pounds of cotton, you wanted your money.
Mm-hmm.
And your money would be less because your cotton would weigh less because of the scales being padded. And so being a very young person and in the midst of old people, I said, hey, Mama, this man's cheating. She said, well, shut up, boy. I said, yeah, but he's cheating me. I work hard for this cotton to be picked. I want my money. So I had to run because my mother was going to whip me for even saying that. It was embarrassing to all those people. So I ran away. But the next day when they came back to weigh the cotton, the scales were corrected.
Okay.
And so we could work real good, but I had a scarlet letter on my back from that on because I was a little bad boy who caused trouble.
I really appreciate you being open to sharing this about your childhood and your life. So hopefully you'll have many, many more years to share these stories with not only your children, but your grandchildren as well. Thank you.
That was Thomas Scott and his daughter, Beverly. This Tennessee Valley StoryCorps conversation can be found at wutc.org, and you can subscribe to the Tennessee Valley StoryCorps podcast wherever you get your podcasts. This series is produced and edited by me and brought to you, in part, by EPB Fiber Optics. I'm Will Davis.